Hello, everyone. This is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Audubon County NRCS offices, with this week's USDA report. Well, the great weather continues for us and appears to be around for a little while longer. Believe it or not, we are still constructing conservation practices out there on the landscape. We have a lot of projects that were completed, and we're not able to make our cost share payments on at this time. This is largely due to the fact that construction bills have not been turned into our office. We ask that these bills be turned in as quickly as possible so our technicians can certify the practices and we can make the cost share payments. Anyone that is interested in the Conservation Stewardship Program will need to have their application submitted by January 13th. CSP makes payments to producers who are already practicing good conservation, plus agree to do some more activities above and beyond what they are already doing. In Iowa, program participants average $29 per acre in CSP payments. Here in Cass and Audubon counties, those payments range from $15.25 per acre up to $40 per acre. Don't hesitate. Stop into your local NRCS office and sign up today. In earlier programs, I announced the cutoff date for applications to our Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or our EQIP program. This date has been changed to January 20th. EQIP is the federal cost-sharing program that provides funding for practices such as terraces, waterways, along with practices related to livestock production, such as hoop buildings for cattle, feeding facilities, and pasture-related practices. If you want to know a little more, stop by our office and visit with us. If you are planning on bringing land into production, please remember to come in and fill out a 1026 form and let us know. This will cause the NRCS office to complete an HEL or wetland determination. If you convert a wetland or do not use an approved conservation system for your compliance, you could lose all your USDA benefits. Don't wait until the last minute to make your request either. If you're thinking about it at all, make the request now so we can be working on it this winter. Lastly, if you are a female or Hispanic producer and feel you were improperly denied farm load benefits between 1981 and 2000 because you were female or Hispanic, you might be eligible to apply for compensation. To learn more about this process, stop by your local USDA service center to pick up more information. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with NRCS in Cass and Audubon Counties, with this week's USDA report.